This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. Retold by Roy Macmillan. Read by Jonathan Keeble. I was born in the city of York, in the north of England, in the year 1632, the third son of the family, and my father wished to make me a lawyer, but I longed to go to sea. My father, a wise and serious man, strongly advised me not to become a sailor. Calling me into his room one morning, he spoke with great spirit upon the subject, reminding me that my brother had run away against his wishes to join the army and had been killed. While my father was speaking, I observed that he wept bitterly, and when he told me that when I grew up I would spend all my time wishing I had listened to him and that I would have no one to help me in my old age, he was so moved that he could not go on. I was much affected by my father's words, and decided to think no more of going abroad. But a few weeks wore off this strong impression, and I determined to run away. Being at Hull one day with a companion who was going to sea, I was persuaded to set off with him. I set out on board the vessel, which was bound for London, and did not even send word of my departure to my father or mother. The ship had no sooner reached the open sea than the wind began to blow fiercely, and the sea to rage mightily. I was sure that every wave would swallow the whole ship. Very seasick, and feeling equally sorry for myself, I began to wish I had never left home without the consent of my parents. Meanwhile, the storm raged, and the sea ran high, but at last the weather changed, and on the sixth day of the voyage, the ship came to anchor in Yarmouth Roads in Norfolk. Here another storm, more fierce than the former one, burst over us, and it was so severe that the sailors were forced to cut away the masts of the ship for fear the storm would break them. In one respect at least I was lucky. All the sailors were saying they were worried the ship would founder, but I was so innocent of sailing that I did not even know what the word meant. I was not too innocent to help in times of trouble, though, and in the middle of the night the ship sprang a leak, and every sailor was ordered to take turns at the pumps.